We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your execution on the Donkey of the Day is something to behold.
Is it a read?
They gave me Donkey of the Day and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them.
Tell them. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. The only one Charlemagne to go.
Damn, Charlemagne. Who you give the Donkey of the Day to now?
Well, Sexy Red, Donkey today for Thursday, January 25th, goes to the Cobb County Jail in Atlanta. At this point, it's not even just the Cobb County Jail in Atlanta. It's everything surrounding the RICO case of Jeffrey Williams, whose stage name is Young Thug. 50 Cent, I know you got the Power Universe and BMF, and you working on stories about things that happened here in the streets of New York City. But at some point, someone is going to have to do a movie or film on the dramedy that is the Young Thug RICO case, okay? A TV show, a film, something. Now, I'm not an attorney, so don't take anything I say here this morning as law, because I am going strictly off feelings here, no facts, okay? And when I say facts, I mean facts about the law, because I have no idea about the facts of this case, nor do I have any idea about the law. I don't know what Jeffrey did or what he didn't do, so I don't want anyone to hear this and say, I'm advocating for Thug to get away with any crimes he committed. All I'm simply saying is, this case should be dismissed. Okay, hung jury, something. Seriously, at this point, I don't see how this trial is even still happening. I don't know if it should be a mistrial. I don't know what the technical terms are. I already told you I'm not an attorney. I am not one of these Negroes who pretends to be an expert on something on social media, okay? All I know is my instincts, my gut, my third eye, my intuition, my spider senses are tingling and telling me this case needs to be thrown out. Okay, I mean, every single week it's something new. What prompted me to say this on this fine Thursday morning is this phone call between Jeffrey and his girlfriend, Mariah the Scientist. It's a phone call on video from a jail visit from Mariah to Jeffrey, and it clearly was recorded at the Cobb County Jail. Here's the thing. Why is this video out? I know it's not illegal. I know these calls can be public record from what I was told, but why? Who in the Cobb County Jail is so groupied out that they decided, ooh, Mariah the Scientist visited Young Thug over the holidays. We have it on video. Let me put that out online to get the computers pewting. Now, Jeffrey and Mariah aren't saying anything incriminating. She's visiting him, showing some love. It's honestly not even worth playing over the air, but here's a little bit of it.
What's up, baby? Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I love you.
I
miss you, and I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Thanks for my gifts. If I had to have a rap name, what would you pick it to be? I like that you called me Tiger Lily last night.
Yeah.
Daddy,
nothing.
Am I your baby?
It's nothing. But it's not about the call, though. It's about the principle. Now, I already told you that it's not illegal for the jail to put out a video recording of him and Mariah on the phone. I don't believe it is. It's public record, okay, from what I was told. But if, you know, Thug wasn't who he was and Mariah the Scientist wasn't who she was, would these calls be out? And this is why we are here today, because I just don't understand how Jeffrey is getting a fair trial when nut-ass things like this keep happening. There is more twist in this trial than it is in Young Thug's hair. Okay, I don't even have time to go through all the things, okay, but there's quite a few. Remember when a juror decided to take a trip to the Dominican Republic instead of going to jury duty, and then the judge ordered them to complete a 30-page essay? I remember. Remember when another juror got jailed for 3 days after filming the court proceedings? Remember when an attorney was arrested for bringing contraband into the courtroom and assaulting an officer? Remember when the judge threatened to arrest people for making outbursts in court? Remember when they was on Zoom and a porno video popped up? Remember when the judge had to stop the proceedings to address leaks of evidence in the trial? Remember when his co-defendant got stabbed in jail and that delayed the trial? Remember when someone recorded the jury and posted it online and all these blog sites ran with it? Now you got Jeffrey's prison visits with his girl being released to the public once again.
Somebody yelled on one of the streams too. They was like, free, y'all.
Free Thug, yeah. Mistrial. I remember that. I just don't see how he's getting a fair trial. It just feels like multiple constitutional violations have occurred. Once again, I'm not an attorney, so don't listen to me, but it feels like constitutional violations. It feels like deterrent effect of prosecution. I don't even know what none of that stuff I just said means. It just looks and sounds like what I'm feeling. Okay, procedural issues. I did my research, and by research, I mean Google, and these phrases feel like why I think this case should be a mistrial. Legal insufficiency. That sounds right, right?
I guess.
Lack of resources.
Know that.
Look, I don't know. Okay, let me stop trying to sound smart about this. I hate when folks do that. Whenever it's an issue, they become an expert on it because they Google something. Mm-hmm. Okay, folks is geopolitical experts on Palestine and Israel, and COVID was kicking our asses. Everyone was an expert in global disease biology. I'm not about to sit here and fake like I'm some type of trial lawyer. All I'm saying is I would be surprised if Thug walks from this, right? But it don't feel like he's getting the fairest of shakes. It feels like someone is treating this whole situation like a feature film, and it ain't a movie, dog. Okay, remember when the judge, Judge Glanville, got really upset, and the woman, Kathy Rusin, from Law and Crime, tweeted, Judge Euro Glanville, who's overseeing the trial, recently got upset in the courtroom. Judge Glanville appeared very angry and called all attorneys back in chambers working to get more information, but murmurs about a mistrial stand by because the judge was upset at a bunch of things I just named, mainly jurors' faces getting out there. I even saw Drake post this morning in reference to the video being released of Mariah and Jeffrey. He posted, this got to be some form of jail misconduct. You want to drag this talented man, then not be able to control your employees using his personal business for their own gain. Somebody benefited from this video even existing, and that's shameful. Whole case is a wash. Just free the guy and let him come home and continue bringing light to Atlanta. Well, damn it, swine must be flying, because I agree with the Toronto Raptor. Yes, I said raptor, not rapper. I don't know if it would be a mistrial, but I can clearly see a hung jury, because I don't even understand how a jury or judge could focus on the actual evidence of this case when all of these distractions surround the case and all these distractions keep happening. Okay, they say jurors aren't supposed to pay attention to the news and stuff like that during a trial. Do you really truly believe in your heart of hearts that jurors in this case aren't paying attention to everything that's being said online? How could you not? You don't think they're not paying attention to what's being said on TV, on radio? Once again, I don't know if Jeffrey is guilty or not guilty of the things he's being accused of, but I do know This case is too damn convoluted and too full of drama to fairly find out. So please give whoever released this video from the Cobb County Jail the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that, Donkey, today. And you're absolutely right. There's so many things that's been released on this trial. It's disrespectful.
I don't see how he gets a fair shake.
It's crazy. He doesn't.
I don't see how he's getting a fair shake at all. I don't see how anybody can look at this situation and say this is fair.
No.
To him. I don't know if he's guilty or not guilty. I'm just saying we all should get a fair trial.
Correct.
This don't seem fair at all.
Not at all. Not with everything being released and everything that's happened. Seems like a circus. All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey, today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, Jay Shetty will be joining us. And we're going to kick it with Jay Shetty when we come back. Tell him who Jay Shetty is, Charlamagne.
Jay Shetty is the host of the On Purpose podcast. He's a fantastic author. He put out a book last year called 8 Rules of Love, How to Find It, Keep It, and Let It Go. He's amazing. You just saw him sit down with Michelle Obama.
That's right.
I think that was last week he did a conversation with Michelle Obama.
Yep.
But yeah, Jay Shetty will be here.
When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.